from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I just would throw this out. I think that this should be the thought that he gets the second hit of the game just now. I think this is the move and the spot that they should press forward. Right here at first base. I think you've talked about a lot of times their best lineup, and I think defensively there isn't a big shift. Hill, they might gain something at least behind the plate a little bit. But I think they should let him learn first base as much as he could, so hopefully he can get better with things that happened the other night on that throw from Altuve. But it seems to me like Caratini and him in the lineup together is potentially the best that they can put out there with those two, with all these guys. And I would even entertain bringing up Salazar to have a third catcher and have whoever is playing the Litmus Diaz and Gray Kessinger role that just is never going to get in the game and play. I would rather have that, a third catcher up here, because I think clearly he is coming on offensively. I think it probably helps keep his legs playing first base. And as I said, I think it's their best lineup. I love the idea of him being at first base and having Caratini in there too.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I just don't know how, definitely with Kyle Tucker out, and hell, let's be honest, Bregman's been out for five games. With those guys out,
yep,
and with Tucker still out, I mean, I don't know how you leave Caratini on the pine. I don't know how, with all the tinkering that they are obviously very comfortable with doing in both corner outfield spots, and first base, and yeah, I guess you can throw catcher in there, given that Salazar and Caratini and Diaz have all caught. They are obviously extremely comfortable in moving guys around, trying new things. I can't push back on you, Ron. I agree with you, man. I'd love to see Diaz and Caratini in this lineup. And I'd like to see it even
when Tucker comes back.
I agree. But it's for me now with where we're at. With Tucker out, you almost have to, just to give the lineup a little bit of length and get another bat in there.
And I think these last, 30, 35, however many games they got left, to get him as much experience at playing at first base right now before you get to the games that matter in the postseason. That to me should be what the thought and the build is. And you've got first baseman that you don't want to play.
Yeah.
And you know you don't.
Well, you've shown that.
Yeah.
Just rotating these guys through there.
And we get it, though. You get it with Singleton, and maybe the Zach DiZenzo thing has kind of run its course a little bit. And get that guy's bat in there. Caratini has – that's the thing, is Caratini has swung the bat in a place that he's earned it and almost forced it. And you're thinking, God, boy, do I want to have Caratini in there four times at the plate? Or do I want to have Zach DiZenzo or John Singleton in there four times?
Yeah,
right there. So to me, that's a decision. I hope they continue to push forward. Our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, Clint.
Hey, Ron, real quick before we get off our T-Mobile baseball talk. I'm very rarely in at the Major League Baseball
that
level.
Shortstop and stopped you in your tracks.
Multiple times today.
He plays center field.
I mean, that last play was ridiculous on Pena.
That was Pena running.
I mean, this kid, and you talk, I mean, he's flashed three times in his game. He's a smaller cat, when he throws the ball, he has to throw it with every bit of his being.
He's got a gun.
And he is, I mean, this dude's special, man.
No, he plays short and center.
Good.
And
God.
He's as good in center as he is in short.
Well, I'm going to tell you, man, he's nasty. That's a fun watch, man.
He's nasty. I know you were out at camp today, and you and Seth had Seth Payne. Catch him every morning right here on Sports Radio 610, Payne and Pendergrass, 6 to 10 a.m. You all had an interesting conversation about Jalen Petrie, who I'm starting to get I'm starting to feel a lot better about and get excited about based on what we've been seeing.
Yeah, I feel really good about it. But yeah, Seth and I had a good conversation, and it just got me to thinking, man. I mean, you know, Seth's thought of you know, how do you, you know, how are they going to use him? Is he going to be able to handle the man-to-man coverages and just the overall, how's Jalen Petrie going to look at nickel defender? It just got me to thinking, and Seth's question was more about, because, you know, he said, hey man, have you been able to pay much attention to what Jalen Petrie's doing from a standpoint of, is he physical, getting up at the line of scrimmage and bump and run and getting, you know, again, getting him up there in their face. And so we went back and forth about that, but the overall point is, it got me to thinking of, like, he's not going to have a choice. Like with Tavier Thomas, it was like, I don't think anybody in their right mind thought we were going to play man with him out there for the most part, unless we were forced to do it. But it was play soft, play man, come downhill, play the run, be physical kind of deal. When I look at Jalen Petrie, the way in which Jalen Petrie is going to have to be used is up and in the face of the tight end, up and in the face of the split end or the slot receiver. He's going to have to be that way. I don't care what you do off of it, right? Like, I don't care if you play man. I don't care if you pressure. I don't care if you back up and play zone. But he's not going to be a guy that you can set at 8 to 10, you know, 8 yards, 7, 8 yards deep and then just kind of react. Because everything Jalen Petrie brings to the table, like, the reason that Jalen Petrie has a chance to be special is, first and foremost, the instincts around whether it's a run blitz or just simply playing the run, or it's a pressure where he's in a blitz package to go get a sack. Like, you can't bluff those things from 7 yards deep.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.